Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. Also, check me out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. You can also check the show out, not just here at Blog Talk Radio, but also at iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. Hey, we're all over the place. Check us out. And you can email me. Yes, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Remember to follow because I do a lot of giveaways. I'll be giving away some music this weekend. I just had Kevin Ross on this past Wednesday, so I'm going to be giving away his album. It just came out on the 29th, so keep an eye out for that. But today I have two wonderful entrepreneurs who are at the top of their game right now. They were on America's Big Deal. One of them, her name is Sherrill Mosey, and she was the winner. Her Minky Blue Mariah backpack won. And then I have Brittany Cribbs, and she's also from Philadelphia. They're both from Philadelphia. And her Cloud 9 Easy Go Rollable Memory Foam Seat Cushion won. So they're going to talk about their travels and their trials and tribulations. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Joy.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Wow. Thank you. I just was talking to them earlier. These are both African-American women. You guys know my show is focused on African-Americans. That is not to discount anybody else, but I love promoting African-Americans, Black people, all the time, every day, 24/7. And these two are African-American women, entrepreneurs. Yes, entrepreneurs. And they are winning at the game. Let me start with you, Sherrill. So first of all, how did you get on the show? Like, what was the process to get on the show and show your product?
It was really an application. I received an email. I get a lot of different emails, and I just happened to get an email about this new and upcoming show, and I thought it was, I said, man, this would be fantastic if I could get on this show, and it would sound really interesting, and I just applied.
Are you serious? That sounds like too easy.
I just applied. I mean, the process is a little rigorous, but you got to start with the application, right? Sometimes we get things through email, and we may think that we don't qualify or we're not going to get it, but you have to start with that first step of applying.
You know, that goes back to the story of always opening your mail. You know, people get mail. I mean, nowadays everything's so computerized, but we still do get mail, and sometimes people forget to open mail, and it could have been a coupon in there. It could have been an application for this entrepreneur event. So always open your mail, and I guess always open your email. Brittany, now you guys, Brittany, you had like, both of you had kind of like mini commercials, I feel, when I watched the video of and presenting your items. Did you have a chance to rehearse that on the stage, or did you have to do that all like at your home or somewhere else and then just come on and do it? And how did you get people, Brittany, how did you get people to the actors, the models that were participating?
All right, so the great thing about America's Big Deal is the dancers were provided by the show, and they are amazing. And just getting to know them behind the scenes, they are wonderful people, amazing, dope spirits. So just getting to know all the people behind the scenes was just a bonus to the show. And I'll be completely transparent. I have never done television before. And this first experience with TV was a very, very pleasant, unexpectedly pleasant one. America's Big Deal gave us rehearsal time, you know, 2 or 3 days before the show. We had people helping us, you know, perfect our pitch. Now, we the entrepreneurs created our own pitch, but we had people helping us, you know, kind of adjust and just be prepared and get ready, because they knew that most of us weren't, you know, used to being on television, used to having this type of platform. So they did everything in their power to help us prepare for the show.
Now, Sherrill, let me ask you this. What are some of your, I'll say, success habits? What are things that you do every day that you think are helping you be a successful entrepreneur?
Oh, that's a great question. It starts with the mindset. I wake up, in prayer, and I thank God for this journey. And then I just focus on what can I get done today? What can I finish today? And it might not be anything big, but it's one step closer to my goals. So it's being intentional with what I want to get accomplished in the day.
Brittany, how about you? What are your success habits? Or do you have any habits that you do every day?
Yeah, absolutely. And Sherrill, she pretty much hit it right on the head. Just starting the day with a clear mind, I do the same thing. I wake up and just be still for a few minutes because the day is going to carry you away, whether you're ready for it or not. So just taking a few moments in the morning to just meditate, pray, clear your mind, and, just get grounded, from the time you wake up. And as the day goes on, there are going to be things that, you may have your intention set on how your day is going to go, but 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work out that way. So just being nimble and being flexible with what comes throughout the day and just doing your best, just doing what you can and making that okay, being okay with knowing that you did everything you can. And some things, some things may fall by the wayside, but that's why you have tomorrow. Just persistence and just being intentional.
Now,
that's
Sherrill,
good, Brittany. I wrote some notes from Brittany
like that,
just
intentional?
Now.
So, Sherrill, now, where did this Minky Blue, this name, come from for your backpack, and where did the backpack idea come from?
Yeah, well, we'll start with the name because I get that question all the time. I actually I used to run a nonprofit. I have a background, a degree in engineering, was laid off years ago. And then I started a nonprofit organization where I help raise money to support low-income moms in college. And I started off actually designing diaper bags because I would see the moms come in with their diaper bag, their purse, sometimes their backpack. And then I was like, wait a minute, I'm carrying 2 or 3 bags coming to work on the train. And so the idea of the design was to be able to organize and separate items in one bag so we wouldn't have to carry 2 or 3 bags. And so I originally started designing diaper bags, and I wanted the name Pinky Blue. It made sense to me, girl and boy. But the domain was taken, and I really liked the sound of Pinky Blue, so I literally went through the alphabet, and I said Linky
Blue,
goodness. No. Then I said Kinky Blue, and I was like, oh, no, that's a whole.
No.
And then I landed on Minky Blue, and, that's it. I just love the sound of it. And I thought it was a great name, and basically that's how I came up with Minky Blue.
Now, let me ask Brittany, how about you? I mean, Cloud Nine, that seems like, relaxing and, you're floating. But let's talk about how did you come up with the idea for your memory foam seat?
Well, you're right. That's the idea. When you think of Cloud Nine, I'm on Cloud Nine, you just think of just relaxation, comfort, and that is exactly what I wanted to portray and convey with my product, with my cushion. So Cloud Nine is the feeling that I want every customer to have when they're sitting on my cushion, no matter what situation they're in. And EasyGo, obviously because of the portability factor, of the cushion, the portability aspect. So Cloud Nine EasyGo just kind of came together because of what I wanted to convey with my cushion.
Sherrill, what was one of your greatest fears in pursuing this Minky Blue?
failing. I think that's the fear everybody has, is failing. And little did I know that that is the entrepreneur journey. You fail along the journey all the time. And so it's what you do with those times that things just don't go right. Or when, for my example, when 30% of my bags were defective after I spent thousands of dollars. It's just a part of the journey, and it's how you navigate your way out and believing in yourself, believing in your what you're doing helps. That's what kind of takes you through. But originally, I think for everybody, it's the fear of failure. Can I do this? Will I be successful? And then it's the fear of what other people think of you, because there's so many naysayers, and, you know, for some reason we kind of tend of what other people think of what I'm doing. And I had people laugh at my, at what I was trying to do, because I had an engineering degree, and then all of a sudden I decided I was going to start off by making diaper bags. Yeah, people laughed. So it's what you do with all of that.
Brittany, how about you? What was one of your greatest fears in taking this path?
And I just want to say, Sherrill, what you just said, it just inspired me all over again, because yes, you will have naysayers, and, you know, and I can relate to having those fears of, you know, what am I doing? You know, like questioning myself, like, girl, are you crazy? Like, what are you doing? You know, so my biggest, that I think that was my biggest hurdle, just the fear of, am I dreaming too big? Am I doing too much? You know, like, why am I taking this risk? So that, I think that was my biggest hurdle, having to get over that negative self-talk, you know, and I started off, I too, just like Sherrill, I had a couple of manufacturing nightmares. So I had cushions that were just completely they were half done. And I ended up having to hand sew my cushions just to make them decent enough to sell. So it would be, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It's just me and my sewing machine and my thoughts. And those thoughts were not good thoughts. So my biggest hurdle was just the negative self-talk and those doubting myself.
Now, the show, you're winning with large companies, Lowe's, Macy's, Home Shopping Network, all these things. How, as an entrepreneur, how do you find out, how can I say this, who should manufacture? Because you're both talking about mishaps that happen. How do you go about, Sherrill, how did you go about finding a manufacturer that you trusted and knew would make the correct product?
Ooh, that's a whole nother show, Julie. That's a whole nother show because, I manufacture overseas. So, you know, it's another process, and that's another fear. Like, how do you identify a manufacturer on the other side of the world? How do you know if we're sending them money? Who is it really going to? Are they taking my money? Will I get my product? So that's a whole other process. And fortunately, I had identified some resources to help me identify a manufacturer, but this is a faith walk. I think Brittany probably would say the same. It really is a faith walk because you don't know. Someone had been reading the blog that I had been writing and decided that they wanted to help me out. And that's just a short end of the story because it really is a process to identify manufacturing and trying to figure out if they're legitimate, if they are good. But I've been through several manufacturers, so just to give you a little bit of background, it wasn't the first manufacturer that I went with and everything was beautiful and came out right. So I've been through several.
Brittany, and is that a similar trip for you as well?
Absolutely. And I'm just sitting here just kind of like baffled at how similar the stories are, because Cheryl and I, we just met a few days ago, so we haven't even really had a chance to, you know, sit down and really get to know each other and know each other's stories. And I'm just sitting here with my jaw is like on the floor right now, because it's a very, very similar journey. My first manufacturer sent a prototype. And the prototype was beautiful, above any, it was above and beyond what I expected. And it was kind of like a bait and switch. You know, once they hooked me and got me sold, then I received my first order, and there were just so many malfunctions with the cushion, you know. And that is when I learned that, you know, this is going to be a little harder than you thought, Brittany. So it was just trial and error. And that manufacturing nightmare made me wise up. And when I, you know, severed ties with that manufacturer, the next manufacturer, I was very specific and very firm on what I wanted, what I needed, and why the last manufacturer was fired. And I sent a sample and notated every little thing that that was a non-negotiable, everything that had to be done properly. So I laid the foundation very firmly with my current manufacturer, letting them know I've been through the ringer before, and I will not, you know, I will not settle for less than what I expect, because I'm really particular about what I put out to the world. And it broke my heart.
Well, it has your name on it.
Exactly.
It has your name on it. You know, you have to be particular. Let me ask you, had either of you dealt with the U.S. Small Business Administration? And if so, what was your experience? Cheryl or Brittany, did either of you connect with them and try to find out about resources they might have?
Yeah, when I started, I connected with the Small Business Development Centers at the local college here at Temple. They used to have one at Wharton. I also connected with SCORE. So I connected with a lot of organizations and agencies that could help me identify. Also was a member of the Philadelphia Fashion Incubator, and it wasn't about design or sewing, but it was about the business of fashion. So I took advantage of a lot of resources, especially free and low-cost resources here locally in Philadelphia.
Brittany, were there any organizations that you connected with that helped you?
So starting off, I did not take as a strategic route as Cheryl. I probably should have. but with me just starting off, I kind of just went, you know, down this path alone, and that is probably why I faced some of the hurdles that I did face. But after I got, you know, the prototype and, you know, the first batch of, you know, bag cushions and all of that, I kind of, like I said, wised up. And I did connect with a platform called iFundWomen. And they have been instrumental in my journey with Cloud9 EasyGo. One of the best decisions I've ever made was connecting with that that organization.
Tell us, do they have a website or something
yes,
that people can connect with them?
Oh, absolutely. It's ifundwomen.com. And, I mean, it is an amazing, amazing resource for women entrepreneurs. Their crowdfunding campaign program is phenomenal. I did crowdfunding with them, and that is how I got my start, really. And they are still, you know, helping me along the way. Last year I received a $25,000 grant program. I was a participant in a $25,000 grant program through iFundWomen and American Express. So they hold your hand along the way. It's not just, you know, a one-time thing. They are amazing. And I also recently connected with SCORE through iFundWomen, just like Sherrill said, and SCORE has been amazing. So those resources have just been instrumental in my process.
Sherrill, tell us what SCORE is, and is there also like a website people could go to learn more about them?
Yes, SCORE is, they are funded by the Small Business Association, SBA, and they're funded by different organizations, but they are made up of volunteers in different industries. So if, you know, if you need someone in finance, you can identify with a volunteer in finance or manufacturing. So these are, when I was doing it, they were mostly retired people in different industries, but now a lot of people just volunteer their time and resources. I actually do a course, a workshop for SCORE once a month in Philadelphia, called Digital Marketing and E-Commerce. But you can reach out to any SCORE.org in your local area because they are nationwide. And I just want to say, based on my experience of dealing with manufacturing overseas, that I actually started a coaching course that I teach other women how to bring their product ideas to market. So I take them from concept to manufacturing just because I know how difficult it is and having went along that journey. So I save people time, a lot of time and a lot of money through the pitfalls that I went through.
Something,
I do that as well.
Brittany, let me ask, what is something you would tell yourself now that you know what you know? What would you tell the previous Brittany?
Oh, that is a good question. What I would say is you're resilient, and anything that you're going to face, you will overcome. You have it in you. It's instilled in you. So don't stress as much because that, if I had known back then, you know, trust the journey, trust the path. That would be the number one thing. Just trust the process, trust the journey, trust the path.
Sherrill, what would you tell the previous Sherrill?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Brittany. I would add to that, don't be afraid to say yes, even when you don't know what the outcome is going to be. I look back at some of the decisions that I made. I said no, it's all relative now because it's led me to today. So just try to fight through because you're going to have fear. So just keep pushing. Just believing in yourself, believing in your abilities to create something amazing, you know, that you have what it takes to make this thing a success.
Brittany, are you working on anything else that we should know about? Because, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs become serial entrepreneurs. They don't just do one thing.
I have a lot of ideas in my head. So right now, being on America's Big Deal and, you know, just receiving the resources and the exposure, you know, from the show is going to open up a lot of opportunities, I think, for all of us, all of the entrepreneurs on the show. So I do have some things in the pipeline and some ideas that that I will pursue in the future, but right now I'm just trying to just give my all to Cloud9 EasyGo because there are other products that I want to launch, you know, with my brand and I just want to expand Cloud9 EasyGo right now.
Sherrill, she just mentioned a word about expanding. How do you know when to scale up? And talk to the audience, what does that mean, scaling up with your business?
Yeah, for me, knowing when to scale up is listening to the customers and when you have the resources in place. I mean, scaling up is expanding the product line, adding more resources so you can sell more, have more reach for your customers. But you just need the resources to do that. And So this opportunity of winning America's Big Deal definitely is going to give us more resources so that we can scale and grow our businesses and expand into other things related to our product line. So we're excited. We're really excited.
I'm excited for you. And like I said, I was so, like, I already knew the outcome because, you know, I got sent the email and everything, but it's just sitting there and watching you do the pitch and then winning. It was just really, I was happy for you because, like I said, to see two Black women succeeding, winning with their own ideas and people validating them was just so, you know, just so encouraging, especially today with all the racial unrest that we have going on. To see something positive like this really, you know, warmed my heart. Well, I thank you guys for coming on today. I hope you guys have much success with both your products. And thank you again for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank everybody for tuning in. Just got off the phone with Sherelle Mosey and Brittany Cribbs, both African-American women entrepreneurs. Both won America's Big Deal. Miki Blue, Mariah Backpack is Sherelle's product. And Cloud 9 Easy Go Rollable Memory Foam Seat Cushion is Brittany Cribbs. So keep an eye out for them. Maybe you can see them in stores soon. Also, I have another show coming up, and so stay tuned. Check me out at Joy Keys on Twitter, also Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys on Instagram, Saturdays Mornings with Joy Keys on Facebook. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google, as well as here at Blog Talk Radio. If you missed the beginning of this interview, it will be archived. So just give it about 15 minutes or so. There was a lot of wisdom dropped by both of these entrepreneurs about their path and what they had to do to get to where they are today. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Thank you so much for supporting the show.